Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. It is said that each of us takes the limits of our field of vision for the limits of the world. And why not? For what is the world? Obviously, it must be the realm of the five senses. Plus, yes, plus now and then, here and there, perhaps a few extra ones. I said, Miss Towers, that I want you.
Sir, I'm shocked.
You should be overjoyed. Here you are, a mousy little school teacher.
If I'm a mousy little school teacher, why do you want to marry me?
Who said anything about marriage? You'll live with me, travel with me, enjoy the world.
And what happens to me afterward?
Miss Towers, you're one of those people who've been brought up to worry about tomorrow. What if tomorrow never comes? Our mystery drama, The Fall of Gentryville, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Michael Tolan. I'll be back shortly with Act One. They say a virtuous woman is an insult to the devil. To Satan, of course, purity and moral rectitude are like red flags to a bull. Decency and chastity to Old Nick are abominations to be destroyed. And so, through the centuries, Mephistopheles has spent his time roaming the earth to perform his mission, which is to seduce the innocent, degrade the righteous, and corrupt the saintly. They also say, unfortunately, that he isn't as busy these days as formerly, since so many people seem to be doing fewer and fewer things that would offend him. Well, before we can form a conclusion, it is necessary for our story to have a beginning. But in order to begin this particular story, we must start with the ending. Just stay with us. We'll sort it all out before we are finished.
Hey, Pete! Hey! Now don't pretend you don't hear me. Get in here and shut the door. Well, he can't hear himself think.
Yeah? What would you be thinking about anyhow, Gomez?
Just close that door, huh? Now, where were you going?
Oh, no place in particular.
You weren't by any chance going to sneak down to Dusek's for a couple of quick ones, were you?
You know me, Gomez. I'm on the wagon.
Well, I'm willing to bet that wagon's already off the track.
I'm entitled to a lunch hour.
You can eat on the plane.
What plane?
You're headed for a town called, I got it written down here someplace. Ah, yeah, Gentryville. That is, if you can find it.
Why won't I be able to find it?
Because it's missing.
How can a town be missing?
As of right now, people can no longer find Gentryville.
Where's it supposed to be?
In the mountains, 30 miles north of Janesburg on Interstate 989.
So why can't people find this place? This, Gentryville?
You haven't been paying attention. Gentryville isn't there anymore.
What is there?
I guess whatever was there before Gentryville existed. Trees, rocks, bushes, hills, nature.
You're telling me this town just disappeared?
Finally, it's beginning to sink in. Listen, Pete. All the wire services, the networks, feature writers from all over the country are headed there. And what are they going to write about?
How do I know what they're going to write about?
I don't care what they write about, but I do know what you're going to write.
You do?
Whatever it is, it's going to be different, unusual, provocative, off the beaten track, sure to win the Pulitzer Prize.
Hey, now, Gomez.
It had better. It's the only way I can justify keeping you on staff.
Now, wait a minute.
This is your golden opportunity, Pete, baby.
To do what?
To prove you're not a has-been. You'll show them you're not all washed up and all dried out. You just go there and find that town.
Ladies and gentlemen of the media, I'm here to tell you everything we know.
Which isn't much.
Which isn't much. Anyhow, this is the site of the village of Gentryville. It was a hamlet of some 600 people, and it stood right here.
Right where?
Here. Just where all of us are standing now.
Come on, Sheriff. What are you trying to run here? There's absolutely no sign of any kind of building.
Well, I appreciate your, what shall I call it, your attitude. It is hard to believe. But right here where I'm standing was Jebson's General Store. And 50 feet to the left was Crowder's Barber Shop. And just past that was the Gentryville Bank, which also contained a post office. The church was right down that way. And there was a row of houses along the road.
What road?
Well, there was a road leading further up the mountain. Just as it made the turn, you could see Mason's service station. Then there was the grammar school.
Sheriff, that clump of trees is standing exactly where you said the general store was.
That's right, ma'am.
But those are full-grown maples.
Elm trees, ma'am.
Well, whatever they are, they have to be, what, 30, 40, 50 years old?
Oh, some of them appear to be a couple of hundred.
But you're saying that only yesterday there was a town where these trees are standing.
Folks, we're trying to cooperate with the media as best we can. All we can say is the village of Gentryville has disappeared as if the earth has just swallowed her up.
And the people?
And the people, too. Every last living soul.
But how could all...
Folks, there's no point asking me any questions. All I can tell you is what happened. Now, from here on... You know as much as I do.
Is it all right if we look around?
I sure wish you would. Maybe y'all might come up with something.
Hello, Pete.
Hello, Kate.
Who are you working for?
Gomez took me on.
Gomez? I bet he isn't paying you a fraction of what you're worth.
He's the only one who's willing to pay me anything at all.
You all right, Pete?
I'm all right today. That's the best I can hope for.
What do you make of this thing?
It could be a hoax.
What kind of a hoax?
This whole region is having a bad summer. Hotels are half empty.
So it could be a publicity dodge.
But it isn't. This was a place called Gentryville. It's on the state roster. It stood right here.
How could the town and everybody in it just vanish?
And without a trace, as if it had never existed.
I've got a camera crew up here. They're shooting, but I don't know how to handle the pictures.
Use a mystery angle.
Mystery?
What strange trick of fate? What mysterious force of nature?
That's good for the 11 o'clock news tonight. Where do I go from there?
This is the kind of story you have to wait for. Oh, Sheriff.
Hey, yes, sir?
You were telling us there was a row of houses.
That's right. There was. There's a street down this way. Oh, there was 15, 20 houses, I'm trying to recall.
And that's where everyone lived?
No. There were some farms going further out away from town.
And they're gone, too?
Yes, sir. Every last one of them. We had the National Guard and the U.S. government. Nobody knows what to say. I'd advise you folks of the media to start heading back for Janesburg in a little bit.
Why?
For your own good. It gets dark up here fast. And these roads can be mighty treacherous, even in the daylight.
Hi, Pete. Well, I thought you were on the wagon.
Ginger ale. How long are you staying here?
Oh, my producer says give it another day. What are you reading?
I have here a copy of the Gentryville telephone directory. It is, as you can see, a rather slim volume.
More like a pamphlet.
You could almost memorize all the names. Bacons, Crowders, Jepsons, Masons, Quentins, Stallworths. Less than 50 all told. The earth simply swallowed them up.
How?
How is unimportant. The earth just did it. The question we should ask is, why?
Why?
Yes, why? What did they do?
You mean the earth swallowed them up because of something they may have done?
Why not? Is there another explanation?
Sure.
What is it?
As a matter of fact, I'm writing it up now.
You want to tell me about it?
Well, the Army engineers are in town, plus some people from the Department of the Interior. Also engineer types. These learned folk will come up with a variation on the earth fall hypothesis.
You think so?
What else can they do? Various and sundry shifts in the subsurface. Beneath the crust of the earth is molten lava, gas, and whatnot. This stuff is always forcing itself up here, there, everywhere, causing sudden chasms and things. That's what happened to Gentryville. Do you know that's how it'll all come out?
You sound as if you don't believe it.
Oh, I believe it. I mean, what else can you believe?
What else?
Well, what else is there? There was some sort of subterranean regurgitation in the area of Gentryville.
And the whole place fell into a hole, which was covered up immediately by the surrounding terrain.
There. You've got it.
Leaving absolutely no trace at all. And you believe it.
You don't?
It's just... I'd like to know what these people did.
And what does that mean?
We've been told that cities have been wiped out because of evil.
Oh, well, this becomes another kind of discussion.
Why?
Okay, how do we handle it?
The town of Gentryville and every single living inhabitant disappeared from the face of the earth because...
Yeah, because?
Because of... Take a deep breath for this. Sin.
Sin?
It's happened before.
And that's to become the lead paragraph in your story?
It could be.
Oh, Pete. Please.
What is it?
This is your chance to come back. At least you've got a job.
And I'm trying to do it.
Hey, maybe we could even work things so we could... Maybe we could, you know, start again.
Kate, part of the problem was you thought you had to edit all my stories.
I know. Well, I was wrong. Maybe I was jealous. I know you're the better writer.
But you always had the better jobs.
Oh, that has nothing to do with talent.
What are we arguing about?
Well, no, you shouldn't do something silly.
If I say that Gentryville might have vanished from the face of the earth because it was guilty of sin, that's being silly?
Well...
Kate, I refer you to the great book that must be the cornerstone of all our lives. The Bible.
Well...
Well, what? These things are not supposed to happen anymore?
Just be careful how you handle it. Gomez has a very short fuse.
I can't write scared. I can't pick and choose my thoughts to make sure I select the ones that'll protect my job.
You actually believe the town of Gentryville was punished?
I'm looking for facts.
Such as?
Oh, here's a man who can help us. Hello, Sheriff.
Hey, evening, folks. Everybody treating you right in town?
First rate.
Yeah, that's good. Janesburg's never had nearly so much play from the media. We want to make a nice impression.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
We got the best swimming, fishing, sailing in the entire state.
Sheriff, could you answer a question?
It'd be my privilege.
The people who lived in Gentryville.
Yeah. What about them?
What kind of men and women were they?
Oh, nicest folks you'd ever want to meet.
This is off the record, Sheriff. You don't have to be afraid to tell me the truth.
Well, the truth is they were. Well, how can I put this? And I'm not saying it because, you should speak well of the dead, but they were just too good to be true.
In what way?
Well, they were just so honest and upright, trustworthy. There's never been even a breathing of any kind of scandal whatsoever.
Then you would classify it as a moral sort of town.
I would say without fear, doubt, or hesitation, Gentryville was the most moral, law-abiding, righteous, sin-free town in all these United States.
All right, Pete. Now, what do you say?
What can he say? He was starting to experiment with a theory that Gentryville may have been punished for its transgressions, but it now develops that these were few and far between, just about non-existent. So what are we left with? We still must come up with an explanation for the disappearance of Gentryville. Well, we can try again in Act Two. And the night shall be filled with music, and the cares that infest the day shall fold their tents like the Arabs and silently steal away. The reason we quote Mr. Longfellow here is because those Arabs who still lead the Bedouin life leave no trace in the desert sand when they decide to move their temporary villages. They disappear completely. But how could that happen to a town in these United States? A permanent place made of wood and stone, built to last forever.
Hello, Pete.
Oh, phone in your story?
Thanks to you, I had one.
Thanks to me.
I used your mystery hooker. What strange trick of fate, what mysterious force of nature, and so on. Do you mind?
It's okay.
What have you written?
Nothing, Kate.
At all?
I got my trusty little tape recorder, and I haven't put a single word on it.
Well, I see you're still looking at that Gentryville telephone book.
Yeah.
Why?
There's a name here. Towers, Miss Jenny Towers.
So?
It's the only Miss in the book.
And?
She fascinates me, this Miss Jenny Towers.
Why?
Who was she? What was she? A young girl, an old maid?
Well, you could ask the sheriff.
I did. She was both.
How could she be both?
She was a young girl who also happened to be an old maid. Up around here, if a girl isn't married by the time she's 19, she's written off as a spinster.
That doesn't look like ginger ale.
It isn't.
Oh?
Now, don't worry. I'm not starting anything. This is just to fortify myself against the night air.
It's not that cold outside.
It's supposed to be close to freezing up in the mountains.
The mountains? Hey, where are you going?
Me and my trusty tape recorder are driving up to Gentryville. Or up to where it used to be.
Now? Why not wait till day?
I've been there during the day.
Well, what'll you be able to see in the dark?
What were you able to see in the light?
Well, Pete, you can't go up there.
Up there is where my story is. That being the case, what am I doing down here?
Pete, no, Pete, don't go.
I'll see you around, Kate. And so, of the little hamlet of Gentryville, there remains not a stick, not a brick, not a single sign of life. And where have they gone? The Bacons, the Crowders, the Jepsons, the Masons. And where is she gone? Miss Jenny Towers, who lived all alone in a house on Gentryville Lane. Where is she? And who was she? Would you know what happened, Miss Jenny Towers?
Yes.
Would you know why it happened, Miss Jenny Towers?
Yes.
Will you tell me?
Will you promise to believe me?
Of course I... Hey, wait. Who are you?
Jenny? Jenny Towers?
Jenny Towers?
You came up here to see me, didn't you?
Jenny Towers?
Yes.
You're real?
Of course.
But what are you doing here?
I live here.
That here doesn't exist any longer.
I know.
Well, what are you doing here in the forest all alone at night?
I was waiting for you.
For me? You don't even know me.
I wanted to make sure someone would know the story.
What story?
What happened to us here in Gentryville? I saw all of you, reporters, writers, correspondents, here today. Of them all, I think only you would know how to tell it.
Look, you don't want to stand out there. Come into the car and sit down.
No. You better come with me.
Where?
To where my house used to be.
Jenny, Miss Towers.
Jenny is all right.
Is it wise to go wandering around here at night?
We're not wandering around. I know where I am.
Yes, but I...
Don't you want to come with me?
All right. I find it hard to believe that all this is actually happening.
Why? Oh, be careful. The ground is rough. Now, you see, just on this rise, this is where my house used to be. And this is where he came.
He?
Yes. The one who began and ended it all.
Who are you talking about?
Mr. Mallow. Oh, Mr. Mallow. He was young, no more than 30, and handsome, and rich. Oh, you could see he was rich.
Mr. Mallow. What was his first name?
I don't know. It didn't matter. It's just Mr. Mallow now. I was sitting on my porch. It was a Sunday afternoon, and I could see him coming up the road. The road that used to be here. He was dressed for walking in the country. Comfortable boots, corduroy jacket. But you could tell they were expensive clothes. I was listening to a concert on the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Mind if I listen?
Won't you come up and sit down?
You're very kind.
Do you like Mozart?
Oh, Mozart. I know him very well.
That's an odd way of putting it.
Really?
What you mean is, you know his work very well. But it sounded as if you said you knew Mozart very well. And that would be impossible.
It would.
Of course. He died almost 200 years ago.
Yes. Oh, I see where you might think that's impossible.
And you don't?
We live in a world where anything can happen.
Oh. Are you staying at one of the hotels down in the valley, Mr.
Mallow.
Mr. Mallow, my name is Jenny Towers.
I know.
You know?
Oh, I know everything about you.
You do?
Oh, yes. You were born and raised in Gentryville. Your parents died and left you this house. You were engaged to be married, but he was killed in Vietnam.
Now, where did you find all...
And so you just stayed on here, teaching school.
Why would you even want to find out these things about me?
Why? Because I want you.
I beg your pardon?
I believe you heard me.
I heard, but I'm not sure I understand.
My dear Jenny, what is there not to understand?
What are you talking about?
You know very well what I'm talking about. I want you.
Sir, I don't wish to continue this conversation.
Why?
Because
you should be overjoyed that someone like me has opened such a conversation. Here you are, a mousy little old maid country school teacher.
If I am a mousy little old maid country school teacher, why do you want me?
Because you appeal to me. That's why I'll make you rich.
But I don't want to marry you.
Who said anything about marriage? You'll travel the high spots of the world, London, Paris, Rome. You'll live in luxury. The greatest designers, couturiers, shall create your fabulous wardrobe. Now say no.
No.
No? Why?
What happens to me afterward?
Oh, I see. It is not moral scruple, but practical consideration.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way. Although, I admit that's part of it, too. Oh, I simply couldn't do what you ask. It goes against everything I believe in.
You know what that sounds like.
Yes. Stiff, stuffy, self-righteous, perhaps.
And so completely out of tune with the times.
I don't wish to seem inhospitable, but I would like to say goodbye to you, Mr. Mallow.
Oh, never say goodbye, Miss Towers. But always, au revoir.
That man's name was Mr. Mallow?
Yes.
And you're saying that he came from out of nowhere to... to proposition you? Why?
Why? Well, I'm not really bad-looking, am I?
No, but why you?
He said I appealed to him.
And he offered you everything. And you turned him down. Why?
Because what he was proposing was immoral.
Is that the only reason? Pure morality?
Yes. I'd like to think pure morality was the only reason, but I know now, when you analyze morality, it can be made up of many things. Fear, vanity.
But he did leave you.
Yes.
And was that the end of it?
It was just the beginning. The next day, I stopped in at the bank. And Mr. Bacon, it was his bank. You know, he was just coming out of his office. And with him was Mr. Mallow.
Morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Mr. Bacon.
Jenny, I'd like you to meet our newest depositor, Mr. Mallow.
Miss Towers and I have already met.
That a fact?
I am so glad to see you again, Miss Towers. May I invite you to have lunch with me?
No, thank you.
Well, another time, perhaps. Good day, Miss Towers.
Mr. Bacon?
Yes. Good day, sir. Jenny, why didn't you want to have lunch with him?
Why?
He's sweet on you. You can see it. And the fellow's a millionaire.
He is?
Jenny, he just opened an account here. I mean, I'm not allowed to disclose the exact amount of what it is, but it is handsome.
Mr. Bacon, why did he open an account with you?
He didn't say. He implied. He said this town looked like a potential gold mine.
What kind of gold mine?
Yes, sir, Jenny. He said the potential here was unlimited. Absolutely unlimited. And he wanted to get in on the ground floor.
The ground floor of what?
The greatest development this part of the country's ever seen.
Development? What does that mean, exactly?
Well, growth. After all, what do they got in the valley that we don't have up here and better? We can become one of the biggest resorts in the world.
Is that what we really want?
Why shouldn't we want it?
What happens to our sleepy little village?
We wake up, that's what happens.
But I thought everyone around here was happy with the way things are.
How can you be happy just stagnating?
Mr. Bacon...
Take your old property now. Forget the house, but you got 4 acres. And we were talking, Mr. Mallow and I. Do you have any idea how much that land will be worth?
Mr. Bacon, please. Don't listen to this, Mr. Mallow. Don't pay any attention to it.
Why not, Jenny?
I'm scared. Terribly scared.
Of what?
Of what's going to happen to all of us.
Now, Jenny, what could happen?
Seen what could happen. Indeed, what did happen? The town simply disappeared with everyone in it. But is all this related to the mysterious Mr. Mallow? To answer that question, we require a third act, which I shall bring to you presently. The world is, in a very real sense, the story of disappearances. Nations, kingdoms, empires rise, have their day, and then simply vanish. But these things, as a rule, don't happen overnight or even suddenly. It takes time, years, decades, even centuries. We, however, have accelerated the process. We are talking about a town named Gentryville that was there one evening and gone the following morning.
What you're telling me is that this Mr. Mallow decided to stay in town.
Yes. Soon everybody knew him. Everybody liked him.
Everybody but you.
I was a minority of one. But every day, Mr. Mallow would stop at my house. Oh, it's you.
Of course. May I come in?
For what purpose?
For what purpose? Oh, my goodness.
Well, I know how that sounds.
Yeah, then why did you say it?
Because it needed saying. There is no future for you and me.
Who said anything about a future? I'm only talking about a present. An exciting, exhilarating, fantastic present.
But I am not interested.
Well, tomorrow's another day.
Goodbye, Mr. Mallow. Oh,
never say goodbye. Just auf Wiedersehen.
Morning, Jenny.
I should like to cash a check, Mr. Bacon.
Of course. Glad you dropped in.
School starts next week, you know. I thought I'd go over to Janesburg and see about my fall wardrobe.
Year two from this time, you won't have to do that anymore. We'll have the smartest shops right here in Gentryville to service the guests at the new hotel.
Oh, Mr. Bacon.
You don't believe it.
Well, I...
This thing is taking shape right before our very eyes. We've been having meetings with Mr. Mallow almost every day.
Meeting?
I'm to handle all the financing. You won't believe it if I tell you how much money Mr. Mallow put into the bank for that purpose. Joe Crowder and Marv Jepson are going to build this fantastic shopping arcade. Conrad Mason's going to construct the hotel. I tell you, everyone stands to make a fortune selling his land.
But why? Why is this Mr. Mallow doing it?
Because it's a sound investment, that's why.
But why here? Why this place?
Jenny, you reach a certain point where you say, take the money and run.
I never heard you talk like that, Mr. Bacon.
When opportunity knocks, don't leave her standing cold and lonely on the doorstep, because sure as you're born, she's going to go knock somewhere else.
I still don't know why.
I am going to make you an offer for your property, Jenny. A tremendous offer.
I still don't understand that, Mr. Mallow.
Jenny, I've known you since you were a baby.
What is it, Mr. Bacon?
You're a wonderful girl. In every way.
Yes?
But, you know, it's been some years now since Teddy was killed in the war.
What are you trying to say?
And it isn't as if the two of you were married. As I recall, you weren't really even engaged. You just had a sort of an understanding.
What does all this have to do
with
what
we... You've got to start showing an interest in fellas again. or else you'll really wind up an old maid. Now, what's wrong with Mr. Mallow? Can't you just talk to him, keep him happy?
I have already talked to him.
Oh?
And we have reached an understanding.
You have?
Yes. He wants to have an affair with me, and we both understand that I won't agree to it.
Jenny, I can't believe that.
That's what I would have to do to keep him happy. Would you want me to do it?
Jenny, what a thing to say.
I had this terrible feeling. I knew something was going to happen. The whole town was going crazy.
Crazy? How?
There was... Well, it was a change in character. It had always been kind of a happy, lazy place. Nobody worked too hard, and if the trout were biting, certainly during deer season, nobody worked at all.
And now?
Now? Oh, now it was, I don't know, frantic. Frantic and frightening.
In what way?
Mr. Bacon called me and asked me to come over to the bank.
Sit down, Jenny. Oh, what am I going to do about this phone? It won't stop ringing. Hello? Yes, Mary. You go right ahead. Money's available. No question, no problem. Start hiring labor. It's a madhouse. Madhouse. But that's progress.
What did you want to see me about, Mr. Bacon?
What do I want to see you about? Oh, I got a million things here. Oh, yes. Mr. Mallow worked things out so that we could all have a better deal.
I am not interested in anything, Mr. Mallow.
We're not going to sell him the land. We'll just sell him the rights to use it.
I said I am not interested.
Can you imagine? We get all that money and we still
owe... Mr. Bacon, was there anything else you wanted to talk to me about?
Anything else? What else could be possibly so important?
In that case, I'll be going.
Jenny, please, listen. There's something we do have to talk about.
Yes?
We had a meeting last night.
Who did?
Most of us. I guess you could say all of us, except you.
A meeting? What was it about?
Mr. Mallow was there. Things are going fine, first rate. Except Mr. Mallow seems very sad.
He does.
He felt that everybody in this town was being very nice to him. Except you.
Except me. Oh, yes, that's true.
You admit it.
But you have to understand. I am the only one in this town who's supposed to be nice to him in a special way.
Jenny, he's really very nice.
What are you saying, Mr. Bacon?
Now, Jenny, don't get excited. Don't jump to conclusions.
It's just what?
It's just that there's so much involved here.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Mr. Mallow, won't you have a seat?
Thank you. Good morning, Jenny.
How are things going this morning?
How are they going? Well, we have encountered a stumbling block.
What do you mean? Anything serious?
Quite serious. Indeed, serious enough to cast a fatal shadow over the entire enterprise.
But I thought things were just humming along.
Now, they were. But we seem to have struck a sour note.
I'm sure you gentlemen will excuse me.
Oh, don't go, Jenny Towers. The discussion I'm about to have with Mr. Bacon concerns you.
But I am not concerned with anything where you're involved, Mr. Mallow. Goodbye, gentlemen.
Never say goodbye. Just say ciao. Good evening.
What do you want?
Oh, now, is that a way to greet your lover?
I think it's time we put a stop to this.
How can we stop what hasn't even begun?
Mr. Mallow, I am going to call the sheriff.
The nearest sheriff is in Janesburg, and that's 30 miles away. He could never get here in time to help you.
Help me?
Yes, to help you.
Don't touch me!
Don't be silly, Jenny.
Let go of me!
Come back here. Oh, where do you think you're going?
Help me! Help me! Somebody! Help me!
Nobody's going to help you. They're all on my side.
I have friends. They'll help me. Mr. Bacon, help me.
He's not going to help.
Oh, somebody help. Mr. Towers.
He's on my side.
Mr. Towers.
Oh,
Somebody! Help me!
Every door is closed against you.
These are my friends. They love me.
Now they love me more.
Who are you?
I said, give her to me, and they said, take her.
No, they never said that.
Oh, sake, now listen.
No.
Call for help. Call for help again.
Help me!
Now. Listen to their answer. Listen to the silence. The silence. That's their answer.
I know who you are. I know. You're the devil.
The devil?
Listen, everybody. He's the devil. Don't sell yourself to the devil.
What an idea.
If you give me to him, you're also giving yourself. He'll take you too.
Isn't that the most comical thing? Isn't it a joke?
No! Help me! Save me! Save yourself! Please!
Sounds like the sheriff.
Our gear up there.
Sheriff!
Help me.
No, it's all right, Jenny. It's all right.
Please.
Yeah. Please. I see you found her.
Oh, please.
Hey, no, Miss Howell. Hey, everything's going to be just fine.
Oh, please. You just help me.
Hey, Tom. Jack. You bring her down there to the ambulance.
No. Help me.
I'll help you.
Stay with me.
All right. Wherever you go, I'll stay with you.
We better get her back to the hospital.
The doctor gave her a shot. She's sleeping now.
Ah, poor girl.
But what happened?
Yeah, a couple of nights ago, she came staggering into my office down here in town. She looked a sight. Clothes were ripped and torn, bruised all over. And she kept muttering some kind of story about the devil.
The devil?
Yeah. And how everyone in Gentryville has sold their souls to him. Now, that has to be nonsense.
Does it?
Well, of course. Gentryville? Why, everybody knows those were the most honest, upright folks you'd ever hope to find.
Still, the town just disappeared from the face of the earth. As if the devil had decided to claim his own.
Son, I'm just a plain hometown sheriff. But what happened was two separate and distinct incidents. One, she lived alone. She must have been attacked by some prowler, you see?
Yes?
That can be a terrible experience for a woman. She may have lost her mind over it. And therefore, she fabricated this whole yarn. That's what the doctor said. Anyhow, earlier this evening, we got a report she'd run away from the hospital. We figured she'd go back to where her home used to be. And we were right.
Then how do you account for the disappearance of the town?
Well, now, that's a separate incident entirely. The geologists are coming up with an explanation.
You know something, Sheriff? I believe her. Hello, Gomez. Did you get the story?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
You gonna run it?
If I do, they'll run you and me right into the nut house.
Listen, Gomez.
You listen, Pete. You had your fun, you wrote your fantasy, and you can send it to a movie producer. Now, send me the story of what really happened.
But Gomez! Gomez! That's what did happen.
You know what they say, you can't believe everything you read in the papers. And that's not necessarily because something may be an outright lie. It's just that everyone has a different sort of perception. And while one explanation may seem entirely logical, another could be just as true. I shall return shortly. What did happen to the town of Gentryville? A natural disaster, which is reasonable, or a sellout to the devil, which seems far-fetched? But that's only at first glance. If entire nations can disappear, why not small villages? And all the great nations in history that held sway briefly and disappeared from the scene, wasn't it because they became corrupt and decadent? And in a very real sense, isn't that the same as selling one's soul to the devil? Our cast included Michael Tolan, E.V. Juster, Jackson Beck, and Ray Owens. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.